Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 93. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 68.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are just a month or so away from the kickoff of the fall school semester across the state of Kansas for K through 12, and it's going to look a little bit different this year with the open enrollment option, allowing parents to take their kids to other school districts or different schools in their area that they may have not been able to do so before. As State Representative Christy Williams, as the head of the Education Committee in the State House, says she's excited to be able to see the changes with open enrollment giving so many more options to parents.
Well, open enrollment really is an opportunity for parents to be more selective about the best place for their child. It doesn't mean that if a parent chooses one district over another and is accepted to go to that district through, let's say, the lottery system, it doesn't mean that their district wasn't performing well. It may mean it's just a better fit. Maybe they have a ID program or maybe their music program. There's a whole list of reasons why a parental choice is such a powerful tool.
Mid-America Network News. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
City leaders in the city of Topeka said that they have cast aside a new ordinance that would potentially discuss property taxes in the community. As KSNT News reports, that Earl McIntosh ended up bringing a petition to the city council that was sought by more than 5,000 voters, creating an ordinance that would make it mandatory for voters in the community to actually vote on property tax increases in the area. However, according to the city council, they say that it is unconstitutional and have cast out the petition that was signed by the thousands of petitioners. As the organizer said that he is frustrated with the process.
5,400. These are registered voters, and they said that they need help with their property tax. This is a cry for help.
That audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to say that it affects everybody. People who are on fixed incomes, these people work hard all their lives and they get taxed out of their homes. It's not fair and it's not right. The petitioner, along with organizations backing them, say they are making legal action against the city to continue on with the movement. But America Network News.
For safe summer driving, save now on a new set of BF Goodrich tires at Mike's Okie Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through July 15. Check out this offer at Mike's Okie Tire in Marysville. BF Goodrich, what are you building for? Now offering up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card on qualifying purchase from Mike's Okie Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Doan University announced earlier this week that it will be offering undergraduate programs at Southeast Community College's Lincoln campus this fall. The university has started leasing classroom and office spaces from SCC's campus at 88th and O Streets. As the programs include accounting, agribusiness, business administration, computing, human relations, and liberal arts studies. Doan and SCC have had this institutional agreement since fall 2022, as it allows for a seamless, cost-effective transition for for students who have completed their associate's degree to transfer those credits into a DOAN program, according to Southeast Community College. In other news, the 911 outages that affected eastern Nebraska in late 2023 and early 2024 have led the Nebraska Public Service Commission to file a complaint with Windstream, the telecommunications company whose systems failed. The investigation found that the company might have violated state regulations, according to Chairman Dan Watermeyer. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Human remains found early Wednesday evening in Marshall County, northwest of Waterville, near Sunflower and Second Roads, have been identified as a missing Blue Rapids man, 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees. Identity was confirmed Thursday afternoon after a search of Shoptees was initiated last weekend. He'd last been seen at a Blue Rapids residence, 709 Chestnut. Later that evening, when foul play was suspected, KBI was called in last Saturday to assist. Agents have found evidence the man was murdered. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in custody on unrelated charges, and the investigation continues. Authorities do not believe that a threat to the community exists related to this case. Anyone with information about the investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME or submit tips anonymously online. Again, the human remains found Wednesday northwest of Waterville have been identified as a missing Blue Rapids man, Cameron Shoptees. The annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday with a petting zoo Friday, 5 until 8 p.m., kids games 6 until 9, sing-along bingo and a street dancer Friday at 8. Saturday starts with a 5K run walk and breakfast 7 a.m., fishing for kids from 9 to 10:30. A vendor fair runs 10 to 1, and the Creamery Museum will be open until 3. A German lunch will serve at the East Shelter House in Lynn Saturday at 11 with cornhole at noon, free swimming at the Lynn City Pool from 1 to 4, a parade at 4:30, goat roping at 5 with bounce house fun 5 until 9, then a demolition derby begins Saturday evening at 6:30 during the annual Lynn Picnic. This year's theme, have a jumpin' good time, with full details online at the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. Barnston Days kick off Friday evening with fun in the park featuring inflatables and kids games 6 until 9, fireman's barbecue, little tugger tractor pull, three-point shooting contest, and Mr. B's piano music in the park. The flea market Saturday runs 9 to 4 with a 1-mile fun run, predict walk 8 a.m., 10 a.m. parade, and fireman's barbecue 11 to 2. Cornhole, bingo, and other events planned Saturday to include a live music jam and street dance with a beer garden at 8. Sunday fun will include a garden tractor pull with registration at noon and a free road rally at 4 leaving the Barnston Community Center. Full details on the Barnston Community Days page on Facebook. Seneca American Legion Riders will host their annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue Contest and Bike Show Saturday at Seneca City Park with 12 hours of live music kicking off 10 a.m., followed by fireworks. Barbecue concessions available with People's Choice judging at noon for the first 50 entries at $15 each. Bike Show registration Saturday begins at 11 with awards at 2. The Stage in Virginia, Nebraska will host a second annual car and bike show Saturday, registration noon to 3, with live music Saturday evening at 7. The Stage has a Facebook page with more information. And Skyfest in Marysville is this Saturday and Sunday.
Skyfest Marysville is a two-day event. On Saturday, the fun starts at 4. We'll have lots of kids' activities. Everything from the Kids Discovery Center from Topeka is coming up. We've got some caricature artists, some balloon artists, and that's when Elliot Burns takes the stage. So he's an up-and-coming country star. He goes to K-State. He puts on a heck of a show. And he's opened for Logan Mize before, so that was one of the reasons that we turned to him. And then Logan takes the stage at 6:30. When he's done at 8:30, that's when those five balloons start to glow. And then when they're done, we have fire performers who will be wandering around for the big fireworks display that we say is the largest display in Northeast Kansas. Now, last year, when we did this event, people kind of jumped us because they said, you didn't tell us those hot air balloons were going to take off. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we turned this into a two-day event. So on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, those five hot air balloons will lift off and you'll see them flying over Marysville. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the Kiwanis are serving breakfast and we have an airplane fly in. And the Sunday activities take place at the airport.
Big crowds are expected for the events Saturday evening and Sunday morning.
You can't park on North 20th Street, but you can park in the Habitat parking lot, in the Landall Lanes parking lot, in the hospital's parking lot, and then in that Landall Airport parking lot at the corner of 20th Street and North Street. We'll have people in those parking lots, in all those parking lots, from 3 until 9 to help people. Every parking lot will have a color code. And when people leave their parking lot, they're going to get a ticket that says, you know, you're in the white parking lot. And then it has a phone number that if for some reason they get lost or can't figure out what's going on, there's a number they can call. When you get to the event, we'll have our QR code out. It's the same QR code that's on our posters, that's on the ads we have in the local newspaper. You just scan that and it takes you to our mobile website. And the mobile website has all the information that you want. Or you can hop on Facebook and Instagram. We have all of that information there as well.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harvesters Community Food Network will distribute commodities in Axtell today at noon. Please arrive before noon to the parking lot at 6th and Elm to get signed up. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and tropical fruit. Monday's menu, fish with a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an expansive ridge of high pressure across much of the western U.S. looks to gradually expand eastward over the next few days, expecting hot and muggy conditions here to wrap up your work week and right into your weekend as well, and still expecting highs in the lower 100s even into the day on Monday. A frontal boundary will start to work in from the northwest then by Tuesday into next Wednesday, finally bringing a chance for some showers and storms by the time we get to your Wednesday, and also some relief from the heat will ease back to some lower 80s for highs by the middle part of next week. But out there first for today, expecting a high temperature close to the mid-90s by this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. For tonight, dropping back into the lower 70s. And then both Saturday and into your Sunday, expecting those afternoon high temperatures in the lower part of the 100s. Even into your Monday, right around 102. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:11. 69 degrees, sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 12th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Phillies look to sweep their midweek series and possible playoff preview with the Dodgers. Bottom second, Brandon Marsh in the box.
And the pitch. Swung on, belted. Deep right field. Forget about it. Way, way back to right. Brandon Marsh greets Landon Knack with a bullet home run to right.
On WIP, Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber also went yard in the Phils' 5-1 win over L.A., their baseball best 61st win of the campaign. The Yankees continue to scuffle, tied with the Rays and St. Pete at 3 in the third inning. Brandon Lau untied it.
The pitch. Swinging a line drive over short. It's a base hit left center field. This will give the Rays the lead. Rounding third, chugging home Yandy Diaz. Throw home way offline. And on to second goes Lau on the throw.
On WDAE, Lau ended the night with 3 hits. The Rays survived a late pinstriper rally to beat the Yankees 5-4. In Boston, the Red Sox shut out the Athletics 7-0. Cubs fans wish they'd play the Orioles more often. Justin Steele fired 7 scoreless, yielding just 3 hits, while Seiya Suzuki had a 3-hit night.
Here's the pitch on the way. Suzuki hits one to deep center. Back goes Mullins near the center field fence. It's off the fence and bouncing back toward the infield. Racing around third is Bush. He will score. Suzuki to third, a sliding triple.
Pat Hughes, WSCR, on the call for Suzuki's 3rd hit and 3rd RBI. Cubs blank Baltimore 8-0 to sweep the team with the best record in the AL. Wimbledon men's semis today. World number 3 Carlos Alcaraz tangles with 5th-ranked Daniil Medvedev. Then world number 2 Novak Djokovic will battle tournament surprise Lorenzo Musetti, 25th-ranked. Winners facing off in Sunday's final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Beat the heat this weekend with the J&M Liquor Beer Garden at the Barneson Community Days, serving Saturday all day with live entertainment at the community center. Still your home for the hardest liquor and coldest beer on the south side of Wymore. Stop by the J&M Liquor Beer Garden at this year's Barneson Community Days.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After days of riding record highs, tech stocks landed hard Thursday, driving down the Nasdaq composite by nearly 2%. The S&P suffered its worst day since April. The Dow Jones closed 32 points higher at 39,754. Investors will get a feel for the health of the banking industry when JPMorgan Chase reports its second quarter earnings before the opening bell. Later today, Wells Fargo and Citigroup will open up their books too. Deja vu in the auto industry. BMW is recalling nearly 400,000 vehicles across several models from the 2006 through 2011 model years. The issue, steering wheel airbags that could explode in a minor collision. And a new ranking of the world's best airports for amenities and on-time arrivals puts Doha Qatar on top. 3 of the top 10 are in Japan. Only 1, Salt Lake City, is in the U.S. The passenger rights group AirHelp ranked 239 airports in 69 countries. Jim Ryan.
Ride into summer savings with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and with our full selection, be ready to cruise in style and be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride sitting in the driveway. With new arrivals daily, visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by and see either me or Ethan today.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
Oversupply. We've got a little bit of that going, especially in corn. We've already told you that corn stocks alone are up 890 million bushels from last year. Planted acres. Oh, yeah. How'd we do? 91.5 million acres planted corn. That's up 1.5 million from just March. On the farm, we have over 3 billion bushels of corn waiting to be sold. That's up 37.5% from a year ago. So, folks, we can kick ourselves for what's going on here. We can't just blame the boys on the Board of Trade, I guess. In the meantime, what about soybeans? The information there was okay, just okay, kind of neutral. Wheat, I thought it was positive, and it went down 30 cents. USDA June 1 says final wheat stocks came out at 702 million bushels. I used to think it was a problem when we were at a billion. It's just 702. Not a big deal. Higher than what the trade was guessing. 132 million bushels higher than a year ago. And that's what those people on the Board of Trade are looking at. The all wheat seeding pegged at 47.2 million acres, down 5% from a year ago. Now that's a little bit better to read, isn't it? Makes me feel better. Doesn't help much. In any event, winter wheat seedings were at a lower than expected 33.8 million acres, down over 300,000 from just March. Folks, enough said about that. Trying to give you some reasons of why this market is so sick. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Three different fungal diseases, southern rust, gray leaf spot, and tar spot, disrupt corn production across the United States. K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre discusses southern rust, a fungus affecting the southern U.S.
Southern rust, it can be a problem for us. However, it has not been reported in Kansas so far. Southern rust is right now Louisiana, I think Georgia as well, in the southern states. And typically, we find it here, I would say, early July, mid-July, it's when it makes its arrival here in Kansas. But as I mentioned, we haven't found it yet. And when you're scouting for southern rust, right, it could be anywhere on that canopy, from the tassel up those lower leaves, because that disease gets spread through the wind. So when those spores lands, germinate, and infects the plant, it could be pretty much anywhere on that canopy, right?
Kansans deal with gray leaf spot on a yearly basis. Onofre shares more about the fungal disease, noting that it affects a lot of corn hybrids.
Gray leaf spot, it's, I would say, our year-to-year battle that we have here in Kansas. A lot of our hybrids are quite susceptible and can be a problem if you're corn on corn or have had history with gray leaf spot, because it can survive in the crop residue. Gray leaf spot, it's, I would say, we're starting to see gray leaf spot about like two weeks ago, like when disease really started, and starts from the bottom up into the canopy. I would say check your hybrid susceptibility. Resistant hybrids typically will not need a fungicide. But if you have a moderate susceptible or susceptible hybrid and have had problems before, I'll definitely keep an eye and keep scouting those fields and see where disease is in the canopy. Gray leaf spot, our fungicide recommendation is around that VTR1 in terms of timing. There are a lot of good options for managing this disease in terms of our fungicides too, right?
He explains where tar spot has been seen around the state and timing considerations for applying a fungal herbicide.
Tar spot is still an emerging disease for us here in Kansas. There's a lot to know and a lot to explore. So far, across, I'd say, the northeast part of the state, very, very low levels of tar spot. I know a lot of folks are scouting their fields weekly and trying to be ahead of the game here too. Tar spot, our fungicide timing, we're trying to do between V10 and VT for our first application, followed by a second application around R1, R3, if needed, right?
That was K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre on three fungal diseases impacting U.S. corn production. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Wondering if the benefits of owning a pet outweigh the costs? We will share a few factors that won't show up on the balance sheet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 12th, the 194th day of the year. Writer Henry David Thoreau was born in 1817, and Elvis Presley quit his job as a truck driver to become a recording artist on this day in 1954. A recent survey by Kent State University suggests that man's best friend might be due for an upgrade to a family's best friend. They found that kids who have a close bond with a dog tend to have better relationships with parents. The causal link isn't clear, but researchers suspect a positive feedback loop in which each relationship reinforces the other. They also confirm something else we already knew. Having a non-judgmental friend is soothing to the soul. Dogs prove to have a great calming effect for kids in stressful situations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 70 with sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs around 90 today, but look out, century mark and tap. Saturday, Sunday into Monday. Weather breaks, it looks like Tuesday into Wednesday with an increasing chance for scattered showers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action after a day off yesterday as they've headed to the East Coast to take on the Boston Red Sox with first pitch tonight at 6 p.m. The Royals are coming off a doubleheader, one-day game and two games overall for the series against the Arizona Cardinals, where they ended up winning game number one in a 6-3 victory by the end of the day. However, even with the victory, still not helping them get out of that number three spot for the American League Central, sitting at 49-43. They are just three games behind the Minnesota Twins at 52-39, and now eight games behind the Cleveland Guardians at 57-33. Kansas City has the three games with the Red Sox before they head back to Kauffman Stadium, where they take on the White Sox from Chicago for a three-game series starting on Friday next week, giving the Royals four games off to be able to head back home and rest up. The Red Sox are in the number three slot for the American League East at 50-40. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.